It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right, this is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Black Forest Motorsports. If you got a BMW, Porsche, or a Mini, and you're looking for a dealer alternative, that's where you need to be. These guys got over 40 years experience, and nobody does it better. Black Forest Motorsports, 8066 Engineer Road. Go to blackforestautomotive.com, make an appointment, because they are busy. All right, Brittany, my dear, I see we have the wrong guest's name. Who do we have?
Correct. When I said Ryan, that was about making an announcement for the junior drivers. No. So today we have a race car driver who raced at the summer shootout last night, and he was in the modified division. We have Stephen Dufferin.
Oh, hey, Stephen. How you doing, bud?
Pretty good. How's it going?
Well, not doing too bad. How'd it go last night?
What's that?
How'd it go last night?
Not too bad. We loaded back on the trailer on its own.
Yeah, he did.
That's always a good thing, because there was a lot of carnage going on last night, because there's a lot of cars there.
Yeah, they had a good car count just for the modifieds.
Yeah, no, it was a good turnout.
Yeah, so how long you been racing? Week or two?
No, you're going to make me do some math now.
Hey, if you have to do math, you've been doing it a long time.
Under or over a decade?
Over a
decade. Right.
So have you always, what'd you race before modifieds?
Pretty much every division. I've raced, we started off in factory stocks.
Okay.
Well, started off in go-karts, of course, and factory stocks, and street stocks, and pro stocks, and modifieds, and, you know, going around a track, we were in it.
Yeah. Sure.
So always around in circles? Nothing straight?
Yeah.
Or left and right?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, left and right. Did you ever run a Cajon Speedway?
No, I didn't. I went there and watched a couple times, but never ran it.
Okay. So you've been mainly on dirt?
Yeah.
How about Paris Auto Speedway?
We ran Paris back in the day. my brother's ran there more than I have. I only ran there once back within shortly after it opened up.
Yeah.
What drew you to the modified?
Actually, I bought my first modified from Eric Evans.
Oh.
And actually, that's the first modified I won in also down in Imperial. It was just something different. We had ran all the other divisions, and that was the last one we hadn't ran yet, so we wanted to try it.
Just needed to try it out. So how many years in modified? Do you love it and you're keeping it?
Yeah, I've been bouncing back and forth between modifieds and IMC style cars the past couple years. Just started running modifieds again last year for my brother, and then ended up getting my own car last year, towards the end of last year, started got my own car again, and stuck in that one since then. We bent the first car up, and then this is a new car.
Mm.
We had to get a new car because we didn't start running Barona. Usually, we only go up to about once or twice during the summer just get out of the heat. And then, so we started running when the season opened up this year, and the points have been there. So now we're kind of chasing points.
Right. Yeah, he's calling out a Brawley, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, and his name caught my eye because he was top five in six of the seven races.
Wow.
So I was like, oh, he's pretty consistent. And before last night's race, I think you were running maybe fourth in points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Third.
Third, sorry.
Oh, wow, that's
sorry.
Awesome.
Sorry, top three.
That's awesome.
That. Yeah. Yeah, so after last night's race, we moved up to second, and we're behind PJ. I think we're behind PJ about 7 points or so right now.
Ooh, that's close.
Yeah.
I don't think Cole had a good night. I don't think he was able to finish. I think he had a right rear flat or something, right?
Something
like that.
I think so, because when I walked up after the race, his car was still sitting in the infield, so I'm assuming he had some issues.
He had a rough night.
Yeah, yeah.
Luck was not on his side, but it helped you out.
Cole was a little farther back because Eric was actually second in points starting last night. And I was 1 point behind him, and he had some rough luck during the main, which gave me the chance to, you know, jump ahead. But, I mean, luck wasn't on a lot of people's side last night. There's a lot of carnage.
Oh, man. I mean, it was.
Bit of carnage.
But there was a lot of cars on that track. And I thought, and I mentioned it to Brittany last night, I thought that the real light, misty rain would be a positive. But she says no.
I don't know that it helped as much as I thought it would, because it looked like by the time we got to your race, there was just one line down low.
It's kind of weird. Yeah, I noticed when we're in staging, you know, when we're up in the pit and then down in staging, you know, we're getting drops here and there. And, you know, I was sitting in staging, I noticed the water on the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we got going, you couldn't tell that it was raining. But I did notice during a race, it'd be one line.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get our cautions. And then, you know, I'd be stuck on the outside here, mm-hmm. there, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we get going. And then that middle groove would come in for a couple laps. And then it'd be there for a couple laps, and then it'd go away. So
you're like, it was just there. It was just there. Why aren't you there now? Oops, as you're sliding out.
Yeah. It was like, I mean, that little bit of moisture that was coming in, it'd run that, you know, that one groove would be good for a little while, and then after that, it'd just go away and then back down to one lane. So.
And that's part of dirt track. You know, you're always having to try something, change something right in the middle of the race, on the fly.
You're chasing the track. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're chasing the track constantly.
With a bunch of other guys out there.
Yeah, with a whole bunch of other guys chasing that same line you're after.
Yeah, but it was a good race. I mean, you saw the B mods, right? Dave. And we just looked at each other and we're like, that's a lot of energy. Like, there's a lot of horsepower out there. And same with the modifieds, too.
So who's on the I always like to talk to you drivers about who helps get you to the track. So who are your sponsors?
Well, a big part of it is my company, J&M Custom Auto. And then I run a little auto shop over here in Brawley.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a new sponsor come on this year, Craig Cartwright. He's actually out of Texas. He's a farmer over in Texas.
Wow.
He helps out my cousin Bryson, which ran in the Hobby Stocks last night.
Oh.
The IMC Hobby Stocks.
Uh-huh.
He helped him out. And then I met him a few months ago, and we just got to talking. And then he wanted to come on board and help out. And he was a big part of this new car. And then my brother helped me out with this new car. And, I mean, there's a lot of people in there, you know, friends and family or whatever. But it takes a lot. It's nobody can do it on their own. Mm-hmm. If they do, they're not racing every race.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and the reason I do this with the drivers that are 6 and the drivers that are 60, because your sponsors are doing an awful lot for you for really nothing in return. You know, other than you're putting a sticker on the car or you're painting the car with their logos on it. But when you can get on a nationally known radio show and mention their names, you know, that's huge. And then Brittany will send you this show, and then you can send it to your sponsors. And it's just their way of saying, you know, hey, I believe in you, but thanks a lot for talking about me. You know, that's how I look at it.
Yeah. Especially that. You know, Craig Cartwright that came on. I mean, he was,
that's great.
I never knew him. I mean, before I met him the last race over in Yuma, and never knew him before. He knew some of my family members, and then met him, and then, you know, we just got to talking, and, you know, he jumped on board, and, you know, I was surprised, you know, just how much he wanted to help him. But those people like that are far and few in between.
Oh,
you know?
Well,
ones that come to you and want to help.
That's why I bring it up. So
got to treasure them.
Make sure you send this show to them. And, buddy, thanks a lot for calling in. We really appreciate it and hope you had fun last night.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, buddy. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Dirt Dude should be calling in here shortly, and he'll give us a blow-by-blow of what's going on at Verona Speedway last night. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treat you better than El Cajon Ford. Go to ElCajonMotors.com for all your new and used car needs. Servicing as well, because Quick Lane works on every car in the driveway, and they support Barona Speedway. Paul Dyke was in the race last night, and so was PJ, his son. And so they're big, big, big supporters of the race. So did you say?
Yeah. Dirt good, dudes. Got
dirt
some results.
Dude, what's kicking, buddy?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hi. Hey, you gotta upgrade your sound system, man. It's just a little weak over there to the lefty view.
He wanted to hear better. He wanted to hear you better in the spectator stand.
So we got to turn you up on that left speaker.
I'm not sure what's going on that side. It's actually quieter, but hey, that's for like the pit people anyways. And it's kind of nice so that way when they're talking in the pits on their PA system, it's not like going into the pits too.
How many cars did you have last night?
Oh, I had a rough count of almost 100.
Jeez.
Yeah, he was excited. I went by and said hi to him, and he got all excited.
I was chatting to him, too. I mean, the audience, you had a great participation.
I thought it was cool. You pull up on your little pit bike out there, and I'm like, out there cruising around the big Harley.
Hey, it was huge, and it was great. I didn't have to hike up and down the hill.
Did you end up liking it now that you've broken it in?
Oh, yeah, it was a whole lot of fun. And, it's the only way to fly.
Monkey for the
My
listeners.
Little monkey that says Racer Radio, and And everybody was looking at Brittany's car paint
on
the
side of
it.
Yes, he really did put my car on the tank.
And everybody loved it and thought it was a lot of fun. But I tell you what, I think the thing that impressed me the most were the little kids. Holy moly. Talk about it.
They are the future of racing, and they are, for a junior driver, they're kids at heart. But when they get out there, they're competitive, and, they start off kind of timid. When you watch them, evolve through the racing series, they just get so passionate with it, which is, what you want to see.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
And they're learning. I hear the parents, talking to them, making a lesson out of
what they did and how they did it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So you've got a lot of divisions. So why don't you give us a rundown?
All right, we'll start off with the junior division. Gage Baldwin got a main event win in a junior sprint. Daniel Farrell got another main event win in the Mini Dwarf Masters. And in the Sportsman's, Melanie Ross got another main event win.
Another. Let's say back-to-back, I think.
Yes, and she's so funny because she's like, that's a cute little timid one. That's just like, yes, she's so quiet. Cute. And I like get her going, and she's just like one of those that like nod your heads. I'm like, you got everyone in front of you. You have to... I have to say something, but she's getting a lot better at
that. She's so good in the car because she was right there. And Caden was leading so many laps from Grown Up Garage, but she was right there and just waiting. And he started to go a little wide, and she's like, it's all mine. She's bringing it home.
So I don't know if you guys are around. We had that kind of, after we started racing, had kind of an intermission break, had a medical emergency in the stand. Yeah. So it was about an hour and of just downtime. So I actually had Bill Grosskreutz from Kokopaw Speedway was out at the Speedway helping me out and racing. So, it was cool to have another person there that has knowledge of these IMCA factory stocks or the hobby stocks that we were running. And, he's got history in that background. He knows all that because he's been racing at his track for a while. So did play back and forth. But we were so crunched on time, trying to find stuff to do. I actually had Caden Johnson come up, and we talked for a while.
He got mobbed, too, by the spectators. He went out with his stickers, and it was like he was a rock star.
And then had Bryson Byford come up and talk to him about his night. It's cool to just talk to our junior drivers and watch them, evolve to this series is really cool.
Go ahead.
I was going to just head out to the big track. So I'm trying to figure out some of these in our street stocks. Larry, I think it's Bridgner at Appalachia Junction, Arizona, got a main event win last night. So we had a lot of drivers local, but then we also had a lot of drivers coming out of Nevada, a lot of Peoria, or Pahrump, Nevada, and a lot out of Arizona. So, it was just a lot of drivers showed up, which is cool. And like in the next one, the Sport Mod, IMC Sport Mod, Joe Webesis out of Pahrump, Nevada, got a main event win. This was a huge one. On our modifieds, we had a good number. We had like 18 cars show up, and a guy named Chaz Baca Jr. out of Mesa, Arizona, got the main event win. But I was pretty much a given because Chaz Baca is one of these guys. He just travels. That's all he does.
Yeah.
He travels and races modified right now. I mean, he's a younger kid, so he's got nothing, you know, nothing to worry about. He just travels with the series. And like I said, being IMCA modified, which is cool, you can race anywhere. Mm-hmm. And the rules are all the same. So, you know, he's been – actually, when I talked to him in the winner's circle at the end, he was going – where was he going back again? He's going back, like, Indiana or something like that. So it's like, man, that's traveling.
Mm-hmm.
To our hobby stuff that we had last night, good show, 11 of them, and it was good racing. Zach Tate at Coolidge, Arizona, got the main event win. He was running second all night, and then Brian Brown got into an incident with lap traffic, and he got around him for the win. Ken McWilliams in our Sport Compacts, IMCA Sport Compacts, got a second main event win. Jason Aldridge in a Pure Stock got a main event win. And Dennis Taylor in a Pony Stock got a main event.
That was a good race. All the way to the end, it was good. He was stalking. Who's number 75 who got second?
That Lucas Van der Stey.
Yeah, that's right. I remember hearing that name. And Dennis was stalking him. And what did he get him on, like, the last lap or two? And even Jaden, he got third. And what is he, 14 years old? He led a bunch of laps. That was a good one. That was a good race.
Jaden Medina is like, 14 years old or something
like
that?
Yeah, he just got promoted out of eighth grade. And Dave, you missed it. He led a bunch of laps.
Mm.
Yeah. But then
he came in third, didn't he?
Yeah, because then the two kind of took off. And you should have seen it. I mean, Dennis was all over, not like touching, but like stalking number 75 for so many laps. I still can't wait to see Dennis in a dwarf car.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine?
He has a dwarf car.
What?
He has the number two. The rumor is he has the number two, the car I used to race.
Oh, really?
So I'd like to see. And I think there's been like three or four people that have driven that car.
Yeah, Raz Barlow.
I know.
Yeah.
Raz Barlow. And then
the lady.
Taylor Pierce.
Pardon?
Tyler, is it Tyler or Taylor Pierce? A panel. He drove it for a while.
And I believe Judy Pappas, maybe?
Judy Pappas had that one for a while. Yeah. She drove it for a while.
I'd like to see Dennis just try to fit in it. I mean, that would be fun.
I don't want to be mean, but you know, like when you stuff marshmallows into a piggy bank, that's what it's going to look like.
They're not easy to get in and out, even for me, and I'm a midget.
Yeah, you're a
pig. Well, you see some of these huge guys, and I was like, yeah, no wonder it takes you a minute to get in and out there. They're like, you know, 6'4", 300
yeah,
pounds.
Yeah, Ryan O'Connor, he's huge. Like tall.
How do you even corkscrew into this car, man?
Yeah. But it was good racing last night the whole time.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a good time and a beautiful night. Lots of people. And Mark Rose, his guitars that he gave out. I guess one of the first two divisions, the winner's face. Like you mentioned something like, "Oh my gosh, you should have seen his face when he saw he was getting this guitar." And he said, and one of them said, "Well, I wanted to learn guitar anyway."
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, that was cool. But then, like the other trophies were all these, water jet cut and powder coated.
Oh,
so there were
nice.
Different colors, and every one was a different pattern.
Oh, that's cool.
So, I mean, they're all individuals, so it was really cool. And then the one guy was like, he kept his trophy, his hard trophy, but then we gave out first place for our track trophies to everyone. And I think that was Chaz Bach, I think, ran up there and gave it to a kid in the stands.
Oh.
Just like, found a kid and like, here's my you know, main event winner's trophy.
Oh, sweet.
That's very nice. I guess when you have a bunch, you can do that.
Yeah. That's a good sign that you got too many trophies.
I don't have any more room in my garage.
You got room for the car and that's about it,
that's
right?
It.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, and we had a good, I mean, the night just went really good. I was worried about it being hot or, you know, humid or anything like that. Had the little bit of drops every once in a while, which just kept down the dust and everything. And the track roll came together perfect for the night. Hats off, you know, to the people that helped us, El Cajon Ford, really behind us the whole time. Mm-hmm. We actually had our friends from Cocoa Paw Speedway, Brad Whitfield and Bill Grosskreutz, and I can't remember their staff's name that did all of our scoring for us. They came out and they had tech with them. We're actually doing kind of a merger now with them.
Good.
So we're going to be partnering with Kokopah Speedway for this season.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. I went out to practice on Friday, and it ran different. I loved it once I understood it. They let multiple cars go out at once, and they were talking in your ear, too, once I got my receiver in my ear. Like at practice, usually you don't need it, and you're the only one. Do you know if that's the norm now, that Kokopah will be there and they'll be running stuff like that?
It's, from what I understand, yes. I'm not sure about how everything is going to be ironed out, but yes, it's going to be a joint venture. Brad Whitfield is going to be helping us run our track the way they kind of do it at Kokopah, or the way he kind of has track running experience, because, you know, we're trying to get our track to the next level where, you know, it's mainstream, and, like, you know, it's going to be, you noticed there was payout last night and you didn't have to wait till the next race. They did payout.
Oh,
last
really?
Night.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So at the end of the night, everyone went up to the souvenir stand and they did payout that night.
That's wow, cool. That's
yeah,
awesome.
They do that. They did that at Canyon. That was the first time I experienced that. I was like, wait, you're putting cash in my hand tonight?
Mm-hmm.
They just kept putting cash down. I got hooked.
You got hooked.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
Everything just went perfect last night. I mean, like, you know, there's a nice picture, a couple of the sunsets, you know, the orange sunset in the afternoon. Had the cloud cover all day in the afternoon. Like I said, some of the raindrops, I was like, oh, we can't get rained out. We never should get rained out. It was actually some pretty good drops, but it just felt refreshing.
Right. Yeah.
It was never like, oh, my God, I got to go run for some cover. Mm-hmm. It was like, no, it was just perfect. And then spectator count was good. We had over... almost 900. So it's like,
wow.
It was, but everyone showed up like later. You know, it was one of those things. I did National Anthem and there's like maybe 100, 150 people in the stands. I'm like, oh, this can't be the night we're going to have tonight. You know, this is like a big night. And,
yeah.
You know, you can't. But then, like, when we looked around, when the junior drivers were out, I'm like, wow, this place filled up. It's looking good.
Because you came down and did such a good job at KUSI. Even Brandon, the sports editor, came out because he had never been out to Barona.
I never got introduced to him. And then we were standing on the track and he was talking about something. And I'm like, yeah, you know, we talked about Sheldon Creed. He goes, yeah, I've interviewed him a couple of times. I'm like, yeah, he's a really cool kid. And once you get to know him and everything, he goes, yeah, you know. And then we started talking. Then I found out he does interviews. He's like the sports guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't even know this guy.
Yeah, he reached out. To see if he could come, and I said, well, sure. So I reached out to Trisha, and she hooked him up. All right, buddy. Well, hey, another great race, great event, tons of people, tons of cars. When's the next one?
August 7th.
Yay.
360, 410 sprints are going to be there. I'm not really sure on the rest of it. I have done IMC modified, sport mods, sport compacts, pure stocks, dwarf cars, street stocks, pony stocks. I'm not sure which ones are that, and then there might even be a chance for the lightning sprints. I'm not sure. They are on a couple of the lists, but I'm not sure which one to go with yet. I know the last four races of the season, they are going to be at our track, and they were talking last night. We got confirmation for sprint cars maybe October 30th.
All right. All right, bud.
Full-size 360 wing sprints.
Nice job last night. Great job. We'll talk to
you. It was a great time. I'm glad you guys came out. And if you missed it, if you're listening, you missed it, you missed it.
That's right. But there's plenty of videos. Go to baronaspeedway.com, and you'll catch up on some of the great action. All right, buddy, I'm going to let you go. Talk at you later.
I'll see you in the next one.
You
Bye.
Got it.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, one fast half-mile track. Go to parisautospeedway.com, check out all the action, check out their calendar, and if you haven't been, you got to make a date. 18700 Lake Paris Road. They've been running just about every single Saturday. So definitely check them out. And John's Automotive Import Repair at 7447 University Avenue. Napa Auto Care ASC certified. Master Tech's in the house. You can't ask for better service. Go to John's with an S, SanDiegoAutoRepair.com. All right, we got Billy Griffith on the line, and he won first place in the Super Stocks last night, and he ran the Modifieds, came out third. How you doing, Billy?
Pretty good. How you doing today?
Not bad at all. You did pretty good last night.
Yeah, we had a good night finally.
Did you get any did you get any precipitation on the track up there?
As far as rain?
Yeah, because we did at we did at Barona, not a lot, but it was enough to kind of keep the dust down on the track. So I was just curious if you guys got that. It was a tropical storm that came through. Not hard, not enough to shut the racing down. But I just didn't know if you guys got any.
No, the track in Paris stayed pretty good. I think Coach does a good job of preparing it for us.
Doesn't he, though? Man, I tell you, he eats, sleeps, and drinks that track.
He definitely lives it.
So is that your is that your home track?
It is. Okay, yeah, I used to travel a lot, but now I've pretty much just run there most of the time. And once in a while, I'll travel out.
That's a good track to have as a home track.
Sure it is.
Man.
So you run... I love that. You run two divisions, Super Stock and Modifieds?
Yeah, I'm lucky enough to have a ride in both divisions. So I've been running the Super Stock and the Modified.
Which is your favorite?
You know, I like them both. They're two different animals. The Super Stock, I love all the horsepower and stuff in them. We used to run a lot of horsepower in the mods, but it seems like we're going to crates in most places, going to those now.
You like the size of Paris? Do you like having a big track in front of you?
Yeah, I like the speed a lot.
And by the way, you're talking to a racer. She runs a dwarf car.
He might not consider that a racer.
Yes, he does.
I don't know. When I was at practice on Friday, I was the only dwarf for a while surrounded by modifieds, and I thought, what's going through their mind right now? Like, get out of the way.
things are fast. My son was looking I built the Super Stock for him, but he decided to do school stuff, so I can't argue with him on that. But
yeah, that's true.
He said he'd like to try that possibly sometime.
Oh, yeah.
You ever been in one?
No, that I haven't driven.
High revving, screaming, you know, grenade on wheels.
It's a little rocket, but all that, just the energy that goes with the modifieds is like,
well,
wow.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So do you keep your left right up off the ground most of the time?
The left front?
Yeah.
Well, last night I lost my spring in my Super Stock about eight laps in on the right rear. And we were still able to win it. So
whoa.
It was at times it was pretty high up.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There's nothing pushing back down.
That left front's brand new.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
I was surprised we were able to stay out there with the right rear spring missing.
So you're having a good. You had a good night. Are you having a good season in general?
It's been a tough season for us this year. I mean, you know, we've had a lot of little incidents. The Super Stock. We finally got the overheating problems fixed. It looks like so. I think we'll be able to concentrate more on racing it now. Mm-hmm. And then just a few incidents, you know, that happened racing.
Yeah,
it's a little tough a year.
Where are you at in the points?
Leading in the modified. Not sure. We were up front. First or second, I think, in the Supers, but we dropped back to fifth after the leading the last race. Mm-hmm. We had to pull off.
Ah, that'll happen. So I always talk, every driver we talk to, whether they're 6 or 60, who's on the side? Let's talk about the modified first. Who helps get you to the track, the sponsors?
My car owner is Tony Gomez of Lakeside Contractors. Got to thank him for giving me such a good ride. That car, I actually had to, we had to get the frame fixed on the right side. It was getting a flat and dug in the hole in the track and bent the frame. So, I had to borrow a car from, Larry Corning out there in San Diego area.
Mm.
So, you know, using his car, we finished third and got a sixth the week before that. So I got to thank Larry for that too. Sponsor wise on the modified, I got to say Lakeside Contractors, the owner, Marina Auto Body helps me out at times. Chris Stevenson at Stevenson Suspension and Shocks at Victory Circle Chassis, helps us there.
All right. What about the Super Stock?
The Super Stock I drive that for Chris Leventes. He races street stock out at Paris, and he owns Chris's Hauling. And then I got to thank Bryce Mulvey for doing our race engines. He put some pretty awesome power plants under there. That one, we don't have a lot of sponsors. If anybody wants to get on board on either one of the cars, we can use it.
how do they get a hold of you?
They can reach me. You can either get a hold of Scott DeLazio or you can reach me at email at bgracing16@gmail.com.
All right. That sounds good. So how many more seasons do you think you're going to run?
You know, I don't know. I've been taking it one at a time. I've been telling I've been doing this a long time, so I think this might be our last full season. I'm not sure. Getting older, we always say that every year.
I know. Every year. I'm afraid to say it out loud because I don't want someone to hold me to it, you know?
Right.
Like, I don't want to say this is, you know, maybe one more year, and then I go one more year, and they're like, well, I thought you were done.
Yeah, but you just got power steering.
Yeah, I can go on forever.
You finally got power steering.
I know that I want to race in my 50th year. Like, when I'm 50, I want, and that's 1.5 years away. I want to be able to race then, but I am afraid to say it out loud because I don't want, like, Steve to say, well, you said this was your last year. So I don't say it. I don't answer that question.
That's your better
Billy,
half.
I don't answer that question.
that's where I said I was going to cut it off at 50. I'm 55 right now.
Okay.
Well, because you don't want to say it. You just say,
I don't want to be held.
Well, maybe. Well, here's the thing. You know as well as I do, Billy. As long as you're having fun, then you're going to continue to run.
Right, having fun, and we got to stay competitive. I want to be competitive. So, yeah.
Well, I'm like you. I never got a chance. I karted for a while, and I was doing very well in karting. Just didn't have the money to go any farther. And I knew I could go, but I knew I wouldn't be competitive. And if I'm not going to be competitive, I'm not. I couldn't deal with it.
Yeah, that's I want to always run in at least the top five.
Well, there you go. Me too. And there's nothing better than being first. I don't care what anybody says. I've got my first place trophies on a mantle right in front of my television set that I stare at every night. So.
Yeah, you got to cherish those because really you don't know if you're going to get another one after the last one. So.
Isn't that the truth? And I was just figured out how to breathe too. And then I stopped racing. Yeah, I forgot how I couldn't breathe. If I got in the front, I just stopped breathing.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I learned that when I was racing late models that you had to train yourself to breathe or else you get winded real bad.
Real bad.
So if we head up there and we want to watch you race, what's the color scheme and the number we're looking for, Billy, on your modified?
And the modified, the normal car I'm driving is red and white, number 7.
Okay.
And it'll say Lakeside Contractors on the side. And then in the Super Stock, we got it's a white with a fluorescent orange on it. It says Chris Holland.
What number?
Number 2A.
Oh, okay. 2A. I saw that one. I was stalking you on Facebook during the commercial break, and I saw a bunch of different cars.
Yeah,
I was like, what would I look for this season?
Well, you'll drive anything anybody hands you the steering wheel,
sounds
too,
like it.
Right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Is there anything on your bucket list that you want to do?
You know, I've never been a sprint car guy, but I love watching sprint cars, and I promised my wife years ago I would never drive one, but I would like to. Mm-hmm.
Well, do you know a guy by the name of Randy Waitman?
No, not offhand.
Yeah, he's got a 460 sprint, non-wing, number 69, and he gave me the opportunity to take it out to Barona. And I told him, I says, well, I'm going to do it on two, you know, considerations. He goes, what's that? One, I'm by myself. And two, if I wad it up, I don't have to pay for it.
He agreed to that second condition?
He did. So I went out.
I couldn't.
I went out. I did 10 laps. I came in and he goes, how'd you like it? I says, I fell in love with it. He says, what do you think? I says, well, let me go out again and I'll open my eyes this time. Because I'm telling you, dude, you get onto that bucking Bronco, you it's amazing. Because everything is set up different. The pedals you push down on, you don't push forward on.
Yeah, those are weird.
It's really weird.
I mean, I'm sure you get used to it, but yeah.
I'm sure you do. Well, it took
and
a while.
It's so upright.
Yeah, it's like driving a bus.
Yeah. The steering
a very, very, very fast bus. All right, Billy. Well, hey, keep up the good work. Believe it or not, a lot of times when people call into our show, the next race they run, they win.
They win it, yeah, they
so
do.
So if that awesome. Works out, feel free to call in anytime.
Even though he won last night.
Can I take my crew on that?
Absolutely.
They make it happen. That's Big Mike Hudson, Byron Day, Marcus, my daughter Peyton, Bryce Mulvey does our engines, and, of course, my wife and son who sacrificed their time. And I want to say thanks to Fred Estrada. He came down and helped me with the shroud and got our cooling systems going.
All right.
That helped out. And then Ron and Bill Meyer, who own Mojave Valley Raceway, West Coast Auto Salvage, and Neil Auto Wrecking. They've helped me through my whole entire racing career,
wow.
And have taught me most everything I've learned. And also, I want to say thank you to those guys.
You're
no, awesome.
More than welcome. And as I always tell everybody, get a food sponsor.
He does. He tells everybody that.
Definitely.
It's a smart one.
All right, Billy. Hey, thanks a million. Hey, how do people follow you on social media, or are you on there?
You know, pretty much on Facebook. I'll put that on there once in a while. I'll put a couple things on there.
And it's Billy Griffin. I think you said Griffith. It's Billy Griffin, correct?
Yeah, Griffin.
Gotcha. All right, buddy. Be safe. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right, thank you. Take care.
Bye. All right, we're going to take a quick break when we come back. A whole lot more right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic. Cool thing about Certified, whether you're just your daily driver or your race car, sand car, drag car, hot rod, who cares? Greg loves building 1,000 horsepower motors, and he's got a dyno in-house to show you exactly what he's got. So check them out at CertifiedCarCare.net. That's CertifiedCarCare.net, right there at 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. What are you waving your finger?
I just have two things to bring up
if you're
looking for something to. First of all, Red Bull Romaniac starts in a matter of days. The weather's going to be perfect. Everything's I think it
was
starts
it
in 2 days.
Was going to be pouring down rain?
No, they put the weather forecast up, and it looks wonderful. Looks like the weather is in a favorable mood. Sunglasses instead of raincoats is what they posted 14 hours ago.
And if you don't know what the Romania...
Red Bull Romaniacs,
if you don't know what that is, Google it, and holy moly, when it comes out, they will, it'll probably come out, what, a week afterwards?
Yeah, so it starts Tuesday of this week in Romania.
5 days.
And, yes, 4 or 5, I think it's, yeah. And then I think it takes a little time to do some editing and all that sort of stuff, and they'll have it on Red Bull TV,
Yep. Like
the highlights of it all.
And actually Fox Sports 2, they'll have it on there too.
Okay. And I still really would love to think we could have a showing. And you suggested a place, are we allowed to say it on air or
yeah.
not? McGregor's, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Or if there's anybody, yeah, out there that has a watering hole.
Well, once we find out, let's do this. Once we find out when it's going to air.
When and how to access it.
Then I will go to Ian, the owner of McGregor's, and see if he'll open up the top bar.
That would be so fun.
Wouldn't that be fun?
To have just a lot of people together that can appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's a hard enduro, multiple days.
Hard is not even the word for it. Insane is
it is
the
insane.
Word.
I think that's the what they call it, though,
yeah.
A hard enduro.
They
but
don't call
we
it
call it
Romani
insanity.
Romani acts for nothing.
Yeah, yeah. And they have a ton on their Facebook page, and I'm sure there'll be
You see what these people have to do, it'll blow you away.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, it's things that nobody should do on a motorcycle.
Well, I'm going to try and start scouring on Tuesday when it starts just to see what I can, and then definitely keep an eye out for the highlights.
I wonder if Flow Racing would have that.
Nah, I doubt it.
You think?
I don't know. Are they an international thing?
I don't know. We'll
I didn't think they were more... national.
Okay, one more.
Oh, yeah, the one here. The other thing I wanted to bring up, I was approached at practice about this, and I said that I would try to spread the word. let's see, August 4th, Cajon Classic Cruise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's going really well, I heard. I have yet to go.
Insane.
And, but I totally enjoy it. A couple years ago, my mom and I were going almost every Wednesday and having a dinner at the end of the night. And I want to go back. I just haven't convinced anyone to go yet. Anywho, on the 4th, which is a Wednesday, because that's when they hold it, on Orange Street, so one of the side streets off the main drag, I believe RAD, R-A-D-D, Racers Against Drugs. And
it's just R-A-D.
It is R-A-D, isn't it? Yeah.
Racers Against Drugs are going to be displayed.
Yes. Well, they are hoping to have, and they're still looking for. So racers out there, car owners, they're still looking for cars to be
static
out there on Orange, mm-hmm, to be showing off their race cars and to help promote RAD, I believe, and Barona.
And let the little kids crawl in and around your car.
Yes. So racers and car owners.
Are you taking yours out?
I talked to my crew about it. They're kind of on the fence right now because they have something really big the night before. Mm. But I still have a plan. They're probably listening right now. I'll have my car almost completely ready on Wednesday morning, and then we'll come down and set it up and then just take it to the car show because I'll be racing on the 7th.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we're on the fence on that. I love doing it because I love getting people excited about the racetrack. It's, mm-hmm, so many people still don't know Barona. It's just right up Wildcat Canyon. I like getting them excited about that. And then I have a good time. My dad likes talking to parents, mm-hmm, about just all the lessons that can be learned in the garage, on the, mm-hmm, track, and everywhere in between with your kiddos.
Right. Yeah, so it's a good time to come. And I'm telling you, if you've got any kids in your family that maybe are not motivated or not directional as to what they want to do, and you need to motivate them and maybe help get their grades up, you need to put them in a race car. You put them in a race car, and the cool thing about Barona, it's like family. If you go to the junior division, they'll take you in like a family member. They'll help you with setup. They'll help you with a car. They'll help you with everything. And it'll get your kid motivated. I mean,
you want your kid hanging out with the kids there.
Well, of
I mean, the kids are made, they're role models.
They're
they'll have such good friends out there.
Absolutely.
And friendships.
And if you don't believe it, go to YouTube and look for Growing Up Garage. And that little guy does such a phenomenal job.
There's a chance they may be out there. I was talking to Dad about that, mm-hmm, and there's a chance that maybe Novak might be there too. And there's a chance that Brittany 37 will be there. But we need more, for sure, cars out there.
We need everybody out there.
Yeah, why not?
Whether the car's clean or not.
And you know what it also does? It gives you a chance to give your sponsorships a little shout out. Whether it's passive, someone just walking by and they're like, oh yeah, I need to pick up some AMS oil when they
and
see
the AMS
oil sticker.
And then if you have stickers and giveaways and you can get the kids in the car, take a picture. Because nothing motivates a kid. And think about it when you were a kid. If you had a chance to sit in a race car or a fire truck or a dump truck or a police car, in the front, it's usually makes a big impression.
I still remember the first race car I sat in, and you may not even know it about your kid yet, or maybe you may not know it about yourself yet. I didn't know till I was 42 that I really wanted to race a car until I was invited.
I have a picture of me when I was 5 or 6 sitting in a sprint car in Oakland, California, where they used to race indoors.
Oh, wow.
And you'll never see a cuter kid
smile
on your life. I'm wearing, I've got Argyle socks. I've got really nice shoes, tweed pair of pants, a really cute shirt. And I'm hanging onto that steering wheel and I'm looking and my eyes are as big around as a steering wheel.
On behalf of all the listeners, Dave, we want you to post that picture.
I know. I just found it the other day.
Now, there's no way you could have seen out. You must have been looking to the side, because if you looked forward, there's no way. Or were you standing
looking to
the
side?
Seat?
And then I have another picture I found in an airplane.
Oh, yeah.
With a pipe in my mouth.
Excuse me?
A pipe. And I think I was 5 or 6 years old. Don't ask me. It's my crazy mother. But, the one in the race car was just – and because I went to an indoor sprint car race in Oakland, California, where they were huge. And totally hooked.
Oh, yeah. Lynn Davies and Josh Cochran, they let me sit in their cars, and I did not want to get out.
Well, I didn't want to get out. I wanted to go. Yeah. Of course, I did most of my insanity on the streets, which is totally wrong. I know. I tell everybody all the time, nope. Either put it on a track or don't go anywhere.
Go up to the drag strip at Barona.
No, I know.
There are times where you can race what you drove up there.
Every Friday night.
Yeah, and I know racing, that outlet, makes me a calmer driver, my everyday driver.
Well, and it makes you get through your week.
That too. Yeah. My colleagues can attest to that. Oh my gosh. Is it still off season, Brittany? When do you start racing again? I need it. It's my drug of choice, racing.
Right. No, I know. And I say, you need to go back racing. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
What are you talking about, Dave?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, hey, I want to thank you for last night. We had a lot of fun. We made a lot of kids happy.
I gave out a lot of stickers.
Gave out lots of stickers, which I need to order some more.
They kept asking, can I? Of course you can.
Yeah. Do you have any more left?
I do have a handful.
Because I think I have some here if you want.
Oh, yeah, that was fun. I think I told you, it was actually nice not racing that night because I could really pay attention
to the juniors.
Yeah,
because you don't normally get that opportunity.
Yeah, and like in 2 weeks, good luck, kiddos, from afar.
Yeah, don't I think come we're... and talk to Brittany because she will be in the zone. Number 37, you can't miss her. She'll most likely be up front again.
I hope so. I don't know.
Until her back bumper falls off.
I haven't figured out I'm not even going to try. If someone gives me the equation, because I love numbers, I loved math and calculus and equations, but there's got to be some equation on where you start with the IMCA rules, because I haven't figured it out. Because my first race back, I was in the back, no matter, like I passed someone in the heat race, but I was still behind him. Right. And then fast forward to my second race, now I'm on pole. Like, what? Wait,
how'd
what?
I get the pole?
What's the equation here? Because I literally was the very last person, and then I was the very first person.
I think they call that an inversion.
Yeah, but just overnight, basically.
Just overnight, I know.
So my crew just hit me up. We're going to the rad thing, yes.
That's here
so
for the crew.
So hopefully we do.
Who's the crew? Give me a shout out.
Mom and Dad, Cornfed and Moo, Jamie and Mark. All the same.
Cornfed.
My dad is Cornfed. My mom is Moo. Most people call him Mark and Jamie. I call him Mom and Dad.
And everybody else calls him Cornfed.
His racing buddies. That was his racing name on the back of his leathers.
All right. Well, we're going to have to hit it. But don't go anywhere. Gun Sports Radio is right around the corner. FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer. You hit thunderstorm. Thunderstorm. Thunderstorm.